Now,
the rest of the story.
Al
was in the legal battle of his life. Oh, he had been sued before. He'd been sued more times than he could recall. You see, Al had invented this machine once, but no sooner did he sell the first one than some other fellow claimed to have invented it first. Turned out the other man had actually copied Al's machine and had rusted it intentionally so that it would appear older than Al's. Case dismissed, but only after years of litigation and after a fortune in attorney's fees. There was another time that Al was taken to court and stripped of a patent because the other lawyer convinced the judge that a similar contraption had been built in Egypt 2,000 years B.C. Why, you know, Al lost a patent once, and he lost all of the rewards that would have gone with it, because in his patent application, he had omitted a single solitary comma. So, Al had been burned by the legal system before. Yet never before had his case been on shakier ground. It was yet another invention. This time it was easily proved that a fellow named Joe Swan had been experimenting in the field for more than 30 years before perfecting his invention, and it was the same invention that Al claimed was his own. Historically, actually, factually, there was not the slightest doubt. Joe Swan had been working on the device longer than Al. Joe Swan had perfected it before Al. Al's patent on the same item was so defective that no manufacturer could ever reproduce it from the drawings, so Al was in trouble, all right. Particularly when opposing attorneys got him on the witness stand. There it became apparent that his knowledge of theoretical science was astonishingly deficient. The lawyer said, "Tell us about Ohm's law." Al couldn't do it. And on went this humiliating process for years. And as the trial drew to a close, it seemed that Al would be beaten once again. A patent, Al declared bitterly, a patent is simply an invitation to lawsuits. Indeed, virtually everything that he had ever invented had been promptly disputed, and even the cases that he had won had proved more trouble than the winning was worth. But this is the rest of the story. At the termination of this most recent courtroom contest, Federal Judge William A. Wallace ruled that because the measurement of one component in Al's invention was 1/64 of an inch, compared to the same component in an otherwise identical invention measuring 1/6 of an inch, Al's patent was in fact distinct and would be upheld. At last, Al had turned the tables in his own favor. He had won his case on a technicality. And the true prior inventor, Joseph Swan of Great Britain, would just have to be satisfied with the applause of posterity. Now, what I've been telling you, and there is no question, is that Joseph Swan had first perfected the carbon filament incandescent light. Joe Swan had the bright idea first. Joe Swan had invented the electric light bulb before Al, before Thomas Alva Edison did. But it didn't make any difference, because by the time Edison had won the legal battle to uphold his own patent and reap the rewards, only months remained before the patent expired. And now you know the rest of the story.